Muito bom dia a todos.
Good morning. The ceremony to award the North-South Prize is open for 2018. President of the Portuguese Republic, Excellency, it's an honor to have you with us here today at this important ceremony. Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, distinguished head of the Portuguese delegation of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, laureates, Yara Ducaré and Damien Carême, members of the Portuguese Parliament, representatives of the parliamentary groups, guests, members of the European Parliament, ambassadors and members of the diplomatic corps, guest entities, ladies and gentlemen. The protection of human rights, the defense of pluralist democracy, public awareness of the interdependence and global solidarity are the words of the founders of the North-South Prize, issued in 1995. We, every year, select two people who are to be honoured internationally for their work for human rights and relations between North and South. Undoubtedly, the globalisation is bringing us together through the new technologies and greater trade. Nevertheless, we have to remember the balance which we need to deal with separations between us and economic and social problems. We have to fight against populist movements in the most advanced economies and where we see greater radicalism in some developing countries as well. We work towards international trade. It's freer now, but nevertheless, it is not more just, and this leaves people out of development. The Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations, has in fact organized a meeting specifically on this subject, looking at the Sustainable Development Goals of 2030. These are of the greatest relevance. We are in a race. We have to win. We must win. In fact, when we should expect more dedication by the international community, we see the opposite. People are questioning multilateralism. They are drawing up more barriers, and we are looking towards a very different world, and they are rejecting interdependence as though everybody on their own was responsible for their own welfare at the denigration of everybody else. But we see major dramas in the Mediterranean and other parts of the world. Reminds us of the importance of respect for human rights and rule of law. We call on the international community to work towards greater cooperation. We need more peace, stability and cooperation. There is much to do. I look at the relationship between the North and South, and I see a few statistics which have been published by the United Nations on human development. There are countries with a life expectation of less than 60 years. Some people are below the level of poverty. In fact, as many as two-thirds of people are. There are very high levels of child mortality still. Equality of gender is breached every single day. We also have to remember the inequalities in the developed world as well, greater precariousness, greater danger of unemployment. We defend cooperation internationally to create greater cohesion. This is not only a gain for human rights, but also an economic gain as well. We need great efforts, but this is a major effort. The laureates this year have merited and lived up to the ideals of the Council of Europe. Damien Carême, who is the mayor of Grand-Saint-Nord between 2001 and 2019, stood out for his social work, biodiversity work, energy efficiency, and work with migrants. We have seen the first humanitarian camp opened, thanks to him, in France with Médecins Sans Frontières. And I hope that you will successfully continue in the causes which are so important to all of us. Ducre is from Gambia, and she has been worked for the fight against female medical genital mutilation and children's rights. She has organized Safe Hands for Girls in Gambia and Sierra Leone and United States. And he has worked in the field and in legislation. She has worked tirelessly for this, and in fact has been ensured that female genital mutilation it was outlawed in her country in 2016, and she has also ensured that these practices are being outlawed in other countries, including in the United States. And so I wish you the best, and I congratulate you on the award of this prize. And so I will now pass the floor on to the Executive Director of the Deputy Executive Director of North-South Centre of the Council of Europe.
Señor Presidente da República de Portugal, señor Presidente.
President of the Portuguese Republic, the Speaker of the House, the head of the Portuguese delegation of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, the Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, laureates, ladies and gentlemen.
The same vote, Peter Sloterdijk compares the history of humanity, of human life in society, to that of navigation from that in rafts going down the river to the primitive communities, to the one of all in the same boat of our era of information society globalization, all in the same boat, in the same spaceship Earth, in our trips towards the future, in the middle of the ocean, we can just try to float, let us be taken by the currents and the winds, or we can try to sail, to reach a point in the horizon which may become a welcoming harbor or the island of utopia. Our collective navigation in history is not like driving a car on a previously traced road, but that of the ship in uncharted waters. We don't know the winds of the currents we will have to face, but where in the horizon we want to direct our way. And to navigate, we need a boat. To navigate, we need direction, an horizon towards which to sail. Maria Zambrano told us that we are the only beings who do not only suffer history, but also want to make it. And we want to make it with ideas, to realize them in history, to make of ideas the points where we want to sail to, since we don't resign ourselves to let them in Plato's cave, since once conceived ideas call to the future and advance it. Although utopia has not been realized in history, it has moved it. This ambition, this capacity to transform ideas into realities defines us. Maria Zambrano told also us that present does not exist, but the present of the past or the memory, and the present of the future or the hope. We face always the challenge to make the alchemy, to transform memory into hope. And that's the ultimate sense of this North-South Prize, to be an instrument of navigation, of signaling the horizon, of showing the way, of signaling what is possible, what can be done, by pointing out this is an instrument to show exemplarity, to incarnate archetypes that we should follow. And as president of the jury, let me share with you some of the considerations which led us to give the prize to Yahya Mapensi Dukurich and Damien Carême. It was a way to show two subjects which are very crucial for the North-South Center, which are empowerment of women and human rights of migrants. And I think that you both share some common elements, seen as the conviction on the universality of human rights and the non-recognition. There is a song in Spanish, San May Mercedes Sosa, who says, ¿Quién dijo que todo está perdido? Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón. Who said that everything is lost? I come to offer my heart. And that's what you've done. Thank you for having offered your heart. Thank you for not having resigned yourselves, for having put into practice your conviction. Our conviction that we are all the same man, the same woman, the same person, that we all share, we are all part, we all reflect our common universal soul, that we are all in the same boat. And this gratitude for being a memory which we can transform into hope puts us the challenge to make this alchemy, to make the North-South Prize the catalyzer for it, to make this ceremony the moment of multiplication so that you can be present, you can be part of the lives of all the ones who are here, all the ones who are watching you through the media, and of the diffusion and dissemination of the seeds planted at the moment to introduce, to give birth to this symbol of the North-South Prize laureates, of the Yahya Mapensi Dukurich and the Damien Carême, who will live in the lives of many other peoples as an instrument of navigation. I want just to also refer that to navigate, you also need a boat. And that's the purpose of the North-South Center. Jean Monnet said that without persons, you cannot do anything. But without institutions, nothing remains. And 30 years ago, we created an institution which has accumulated experience. With this ceremony, we begin the commemoration of the 30th anniversary, which is a commemoration to look behind on these 30 years. We will have an exhibition afterwards in the reception on what has been achieved, but also to commemorate, we need to have direction, and that's why we have approved a vision paper of the North-South Center, which will be presented in this 30th anniversary, signaling new directions towards the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, towards contributing to intercultural and intercivilizational dialogue, towards playing a role in the Euro-Mediterranean architecture, and towards promoting the Council of Europe conventions out of the Council of Europe. Há uma canção portuguesa que chama-se Os Argonautas.
There's a Portuguese song which says, to navigate, we don't need to do. Yesterday we had a dinner and we were close to the Discoveries Monument in Belém. And for those people who wanted and didn't want to sail, the world was different. We here in Portugal, we certainly hope that our navigation will continue so the world will be different and all of this will be at the heart of the work of the North-South Center, thank you very much, Yaha Dukere, and thank you very much, Damian Karem, for teaching us so much that we need to retain in our hearts. Thank you. Thank you very much for the president of the executive committee of the North South Centre. And now I will pass the floor to the head of the Portuguese delegation of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. So you have the floor.
Senhor Presidente.
President of the Portuguese Republic, Speaker of the House, Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, the Executive Director of the North-South Centre, dear laureates Yaha Mapenzi Dukure and Damian Karem, members of the government, members of Parliament, MEP, ladies and gentlemen, it's normal to say in these moments that our presence is a pleasant duty. And in fact, I have already said such here on other occasions, representing the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe as the head of the Portuguese delegation is always a reason to express my natural gratitude. Nevertheless, as every year passes, I feel ever strongly that I have to explain why this is so. About a year ago, I expressed my happiness at the continued strengthening of the North-South Centre as a global reference point. Obviously, I still have that satisfaction, but the world is increasingly threatened by movements and extremism that threaten respect for human rights as the main reference point for universal values. And that is why I've come here today, not only to speak to you of my gratitude for being here and to express my feelings towards the laureates, but also a growing duty to share with you and turn real the thanks that I feel into a vector for promoting human rights. The framework of the North-South Prize shows us a way to achieve gratitude by signalling and recognising the bravery and promotion of human rights. The North-South Prize has a role as a motor for democratic culture at a global scale. Now, the extraordinary part of our laureates, Yaha Mapenzi Dukere and Damian Karem, show the true scale of the example that thoughts can be turned into action. Yaha Mapenzi Dukere is the founder and the director of the NGO Safe Hands for Girls. Her fight against female genital mutilation as a cruel and harmful practice, physical mutilation such as amputation, of a right and a clear violation of sexual and reproductive rights is inspiring, and it's a landmark in the fight against these attacks on the freedom and autonomy of sexuality, also clearly aimed at subjugating women. But her example does not stop there. Her past also shows how you can effectively, through real actions and through a community base, really take the fight against these harmful traditions and against a global indifference. Damian Karem is an example of the new synthesis of mobility of the various cultural elements which are coming together when we look at cities and sustainability. As the mayor of the city of Grand Centre in northern France, he has encouraged community allotments, and 100% ecological menus in the canteens of schools and in the local authority. He is also has defended migrants and refugees. Damien Carême is a symbol of the capacity to translate political decisions into real actions and make them tangible, whether that is the environment, whether it's human rights, or whether it's migrants' rights. So I'd like to thank both of our laureates for those reasons. Excuse me by being immodest, but I would be visionary or too optimistic when I claim for the North-South Prize a just place in traditional democratic and political country. Well, perhaps I'm not being too visionary at that. By holding this prize, I ask you, all of you, to make a global commitment towards tolerance and universal solidarity. When it's celebrating its 30th year, the role of the North-South Centre is still legitimate in the current world context. And it's important that we raise the awareness of multilateralism and global solidarity. And this is only possible if we have interdependence between international institutions. And it's within this logic that all institutions, all government organizations, and all NGOs have to change and have to look forward. I began by speaking about gratitude, but and then I spoke about a duty, but now I want to talk about honour, the honour that I feel that I have being here to honour people who have worked in adversity to try to create a better world based on equal opportunities for everybody by bringing down the walls of indifference. Thank you very much for your work once again. Thank you very much, Anna Katharina Menzempi. I will now pass the floor to the Deputy Secretary of the Council of Europe, Gabriele Batteni and Dragoni. You have the floor, Madame.
President of the Portuguese Republic, President of the Assembly of the Portuguese Republic, Head of the Portuguese Delegation to PAIS, distinguished parliamentarians of the Portuguese Assembly of the Republic, distinguished laureates of the North-South Prize, Chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Executive Director of the North-South Centre, Excellencies. In a turbulent world where the pace of change feels faster and differences are often exploited to negative ends, intercultural dialogue is paramount. It is the means by which we learn to celebrate diversity, bridge divisions, and unite around common aims. And for the past 30 years, the North-South Centre of the Council of Europe has facilitated that progress, fostering dialogue and promoting understanding between continents. We owe a debt of gratitude to the Portuguese authorities for hosting the Centre and providing the support that amplifies its work. And we recognize that here today. We also recognize the enormous achievements of the two winners of this year's North-South Prize. On the face of it, they are very different, Yaha Mapenzi Dukure is a survivor of a female genital mutilation from Gambia, while Damien Carême is a French politician, former mayor of Grande Synthe until June of this year. But these two extraordinary people have something in common, a calling to leadership with a moral and humanitarian purpose. Mrs. Durek, you not only found the courage to speak about your own experience of child marriage and female genital mutilation, you shared that story with the world and played a leading role in the successful campaign for a government ban of female genital mutilation in Gambia. And you continue to support vulnerable people in your current role as UN Women's First Regional Goodwill Ambassador for Africa. Monsieur Carême, your belief in social equality and ecology has, among other things, opened up communal gardens to those who might otherwise have no access to green space, and put healthy, organic food on the plates of school pupils. In addition, as the mayor of migrants, you have gone to great lengths to support migrants and refugees alike, leading the construction of a humanitarian camp built to accommodate thousands of people in compliance with the United Nations norms and without any financial support from the state. Neither of our winners had to do what they did, but both chose to take on the system, to drive change in the face of obstacles and for the benefit of others. So while the circumstances and subject areas of this year's winners are very different, it is clear that they share tenacity, solidarity, and compassion, that these run from south to north, north to south, and that our world is better for it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Council of Europe exists to promote human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. And we work with national authorities in the areas of both our prize winners, helping to prevent female genital mutilation in our member states, not least through our Istanbul Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence, promoting sustainability and biodiversity, and ensure that the human rights of migrants and refugees are respected within European borders. But neither national governments nor international organizations will achieve these important ends alone. Whether north or south, Europe or Africa, a strong civil society and inspiring individuals are required to make progress and to show humanity at its best. Mrs. Dukure and Mr. Carême are two such people. Welcome, welcome to the ranks of our North-South laureates. You richly deserve this prize. Thank you.
Muito obrigado, Sr. Secretário-Geral.
Thank you very much to the Deputy Secretary of the Council of Europe. I would like to invite the President of the Republic to award the prizes to our laureates. President. I should now ask our laureate, Yen Mapenzi Dukure, to take the floor, please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. President of the Republic of Portugal, the President of the Assembly of Portugal, the Deputy Secretary General of the Council of Europe, the Chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, and the Head of the Portuguese Delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly, and distinguished guests. My name is Jaha Dukure, and I am originally from the Gambia, which is the smallest country in mainland Africa. Young women like myself don't make it this far. You hear about us, you read about us, but you never humanize our stories. I went through female genital mutilation when I was 1 week old, and I was forced to get married at the age of 15. Globally, there are 200 million women and girls who have survived FGM. Every year, 68 million girls are forced to get married against their will. We hear about their stories, but we never see them. When I gave birth to my daughter, Khadija, I knew that the only way I can do something about this if I spoke out against it. And I knew the only way I can prevent Khadija from going through some of the things that I went through was if I did something about it. But saving Khadija alone wasn't enough. being that there are millions of other girls out there that are just like me. And we're used to feeling sad when we hear their stories, but globally, what are we actually doing about these issues? I wanted to put a human face to the issue, and I wanted to put a human voice to the issue. Never did I thought I would make it this far, and never did I thought that the world would get to know who I am, or even be receiving this distinguished award that I'm receiving from the Council of Europe, and being hosted by the Portuguese government. What I want to say today is to thank the Council of Europe for this honor, to thank the Portuguese government for this honor, and to say that these practices are possible for us to end. Slavery used to be a tradition, and as a human race, we decided to abolish it. In China, foot binding used to be a culture, but when they were ready to end foot binding, it took them 10 years for them to do that. And it is possible for us to end female genital mutilation. If this was any other thing, if parents were cutting off the body parts of their children in the West or beating them up, it would be a crisis. But we have 200 million women who are suffering as a result of female genital mutilation, and the world is still not doing enough when it comes to it. I've survived it, and I'm standing in front of you. But millions have died as a result of this practice. Girls who have been forced to get married as young as the age of 9 die during childbirth, yet we don't have an outcry. This is not a women's rights issue. It's a human's rights issue. And as a human race, we have a moral obligation to make sure that this doesn't continue. I am grateful for the honor, but I don't think I've achieved anything as long as women and girls continue to suffer in silence. When I walk into rooms like this, I don't walk as Jaha Dukure. I work to represent those 200 million women and those 68 million girls a year that are being subjected to this. Imagine having 650 million women in the world who were married off as children. When you force a young girl to get married, you've given someone the right to rape her over and over again, and that's the way we need to look at child marriage. So I am here to say thank you, but I am also here to say we need to do more. It is all of our responsibility. This is not just my fight. This needs to be a global fight, and we need partnerships in Africa. We need partnerships in the West. So the North-South Council is an amazing opportunity to collaborate with both the South and the North to make sure that girls and women don't continue to suffer in silence. I want to say thank you again, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, I should like to invite our laureate, Damien Carême, to take the floor. You have the floor, sir.
Monsieur le Président de la République du Portugal.
President of the Portuguese Republic, Speaker of the House, President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Representative of the President of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Secretary General of the Council of Europe, ladies and gentlemen, representatives of the Council of Europe, members of the Portuguese government, laureate of 2018 North-South Prize, Jana Duquerre. Ladies and gentlemen, you can imagine my honor at receiving this prize. I would like to think about my father, who died 7 years ago, and who actually set me on this road. My mother died 4 years ago as well, and without knowing it, she probably instilled humility into me. And And so I would like to dedicate this prize to them wherever they are. And I'm thinking also of my children who have accompanied me in my choices of life, and they have been beside me. My partner also has had to put up with my frequent absences. For 18 years, when I was a mayor of my city, I had an obsession that each one of my inhabitants, male and female, should live in dignity despite social difficulties, which affect 30% of them, meaning that they live below the poverty line. I chose to take political responsibility, and I felt that I had to show an example, find better ways to overcome. I put those beliefs in practice in 18 years as mayor, and I showed that you can change in politics if you have courage and will to change. Very often we have to go off the beaten track to find new solutions. Very often I found a good solution. We've had to take a different look at society and the world, which is our world. And why that? Well, because society in which we live pushes us to adopt selfishness, to turn in on ourselves. And this has arisen throughout the world, as has nationalism, populism, and the likes of Salvini, or then Putin, Bolsonaro, etc. We have to look at another view of humanity and what we're losing, because we've never had so much wealth, but 10% of the world population live in poverty, and most of those in Africa. We have to find alternatives so that we can all benefit from this wonderful planet. We have the ability to find solutions. We create shared gardens near major buildings so that people could and children could play without any toxic elements. We have made public transport free, and have also provided low-cost bicycles. We have helped reduce people's energy bills. We have gone to scientists to see if they can produce cosmetics which have low use of animal products. We have made savings of 500,000 euros in our own costs as a city by looking for ecological solutions. And we've also been looking at ways of helping people lower their rents so that they can actually have a dignified life. We share wealth, and we work for a more supportive, more humanist, a more fraternal, more equal society. A society in so that in schools there is empathy towards and amongst children, so that the world will change. And as my city is on the route for migrants going to the UK, and many of them are in my own community, our work there has been extraordinary. There were about 50 people camping in cars and vehicles and under canvas, etc., looking to go to the UK. And a few years later, there were more than 2,500. And we had to find a solution for all of this. And so I asked Médecins Sans Frontières to establish a camp under the aegis of the UN in 2015 in France, in Europe. We had to build a refugee camp. How sad is that? But I didn't have any choice, because I didn't want anybody to sleep outside, anybody passing through my community. We could not accept that people were sleeping in the street or in their cars without conditions to safeguard their own dignity. Nobody has to live without access to water, without toilets, without showers, without food. Nobody should. We cannot let people live in those conditions We had to call journalists from throughout the world to find out what was happening in this little town. We explained it month after month what this population was, who they were. They were Syrians, Iraqians, Iranians, Kurds, who were subject to repression in their own countries. They were fleeing war, terrorism, poverty, all wanted to go to the UK where they had family, friends, and history. We didn't want to judge them. Who are we to judge them? We created links between the welcoming population and the welcomed population to overcome all of these new phantoms and ghosts. We tried to suppress all of the rumors that they would people would lose jobs because of their presence. We created schools. We had sports events. We had musicians that could play with musicians in that community. Many volunteers came to lend a hand to us, and I'd like to thank them deeply, all the NGOs, all associations, and the thousands of citizens from throughout Europe who welcome, help, accompany, support, and care for all of these people. They are the honour of Europe today, and I would like to associate them with the prize which I've been awarded. The extreme right, was going to make great strides in my city. But, in fact, in my city, was the only city within 80 kilometres not to have an extreme right representative on its council. And even despite the fact that we had all of these thousands of people who are still looking for a new future in my own community, in Europe, in the entire world, we have seen the young Kurd who died on a beach in Turkey seeking refuge. Now, we see people every week in the same situation, but the world is indifferent. There's nothing worse than indifference, because indifference it nullifies the soul. She has worked to ensure that women are in control of their own life. She has worked and taken responsibility and has become an example for people throughout the world. I'm very honoured to be a laureate at your side today, because we both are fighting in the same direction. And we have to continue until these practices, these barbaric practices, disappear. And I'd like to thank everybody who dedicates themselves to that task. So I would like to thank the Council of Europe for highlighting this fight. I am very humble in my acceptance of this prize, and I would like to dedicate it to everybody else who's worked in this sense with me over all of these years. Muito obrigado.
Obrigado pelas suas palavras. Tenho.
Thank you for your words. I now have the honour of presenting the President of the Republic to take the floor.
Ilustres
laureates. Speaker of the House, illustrious laureates, members of Parliament. It is an honour, Speaker, to be with you here today. At the last time of this legislature, in fact, this is the ninth time that I was speaking during this legislature. We have amongst us witnesses of an institution which honour the Portuguese, the Council of Europe, the representative of the Parliamentary Assembly, of the Parliamentary Assembly, and the chair of the Executive Committee of the North South Centre and our Portuguese representative of the Parliament, Portuguese delegation of the Council of Europe. Now, in 1995, the Council of Europe established a prize which annually was aimed at awarding and rewarding two personalities who had shown outstanding commitment in the defense of human rights, in the promotion of democratic pluralism and the development of intercultural dialogue, and the essential cooperation between the North and the South. It is a legacy of Europe. It's a legacy of an open Europe, of a generous Europe, of an ecumenical Europe, and not a closed Europe, a xenophobic Europe, a hyper-nationalistic Europe, an inward-looking Europe, but it's also a stimulus for dialogue between the North and the South. The North, which is so often so concentrated on itself, and the South, which is very often ignored by the North, are meeting here is repeated every year. But it's more than just a ritual. It has to be more than a ritual. And for that reason, our laureate, Yaha Dukare, said very well, and Damian Kerem also said they would like to express their gratitude for the award, but they would like to encourage and stimulate people to look to the future. It cannot be an empty ritual. It cannot be generous words. It has to be an opportunity, as all speakers have said, beginning with the Speaker of the House. It has to be a stocktake of the situation of human rights in Europe and in the world, and a dialogue between the North and the South. We are living in difficult times. We are living in difficult times without the euphemisms, in which we are not seeing enough respect for human rights. They are threatened by dictatorships. Opposition is stimulated by so-called radical populism based on a discourse of intolerance, of refusal of others, of the refusal to accept differences, and the denial of pluralism. And very often, they give a solution which is absolute, and they claim that they have the monopoly on that solution. They have a monopoly on civic interest, on cultural interest, and so forth. Also, we have to call attention for the indifference with which the North looks at the South. The North, all too often, is regarded as a club of the rich, and as a result, it ignores the issues of the South. But it ignores the fact that there is an important cardinal point, the South. It looks to its own North, it looks to its East, it looks to its West, but it looks far less to the South. Nevertheless, it's from the South that so much of human genesis comes. The North, for so many years, dominated the South, and I'm speaking about Europe here. And it doesn't pay enough attention to the dramas in the South. It doesn't pay attention to the dramas caused by globalization. Now, the North-South Centre does. The Deputy Secretary General knows this well. She has been a defender of the North-South Centre, and Portugal has defended it as well. I said recently, when I spoke to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, and I repeat today, that this is a priority for Europe. It has to be a priority for Europe. It cannot cease to be a priority for all of us. The award, which has just been awarded, covers and highlights these two dimensions, the affirmation of human rights in all of its aspects, whether it's personal, political, social, cultural, etc., individual, collective, but also the importance of the connection between the North and the South. Everything's already been said about our laureates. Yahama Pensi Dukure, your example that you have given against archaic practice and these despicable practices such as female genital mutilation and forced early marriages in the Gambia, in Sierra Leone, in the United States. She and Safe Hands for Girls. Since 2013, she's been working. It hasn't been a long time, and yet it seems such a long time, working against brutal humiliations against women, the degradation of their status as human beings. You have defended the rights of those women and defended the rights of humanity. Barack Obama was sensitive to your efforts, and that is why in the United States he understood how important it was to combat mutilation there. It was thanks to your constant dedication that in 2016 the Gambia outlawed female genital mutilation in the country.
Since Ambassador to Africa last year, and the award given today are clear signs of the firm and resolute commitment of the international community and transnational organizations to safeguard women's rights. I hope that today's distinction will make the heroic achievements of you, Zaha Mapensi Dukure, and of Safe Hands for Girls, better known all over the world, and especially in Europe. And I was very impressed by your leadership, and also by your youth. So I must admit, with a lot of admiration, but a little bit of envy, I have so much future to live. Oh, antigo presidente.
To the former mayor of Grand Sainte, Damien Carême, our other laureate today, a very quick word for you. You are standing out for two causes which have already been explained here today. Firstly, biodiversity. And this is why you won the Fleur d'Or and the Citizen and Energy Award, amongst other awards. But at the same time, you carried forward this mission, improving schools, public transport to include the excluded, the poorer, so that you could make the world more supportive and including immigrants as well. So as a mayor, did you create this humanitarian refugee camp on the border between Britain and France? But you did it without the support of the state, bringing together 2,500 people under rules set out by the United Nations, but making those causes a reason for living. I know, Mayor Damien Carême, that you were a finalist to the title of greatest or best mayor of the world. Perhaps you deserved to win that prize, but naturally I am not going to pronounce a word on that. What happened has happened. But we all of us have a past which is not as it should be. But nevertheless, I will speak about the facts today. Today, which is this prize, this prestigious prize, the North-South Prize, for your courageous example supporting human rights, but in particular the rights of migrants. Once again, the jury was wise and very clear-seeing in choosing two personalities who are complementary in their fight, but more than just successful in those fields, they are people who are looking to the future. I would like to warmly congratulate the jury who chose both of you. And I would like to say that there is an absolute consensus in Portugal towards the defence of human rights, defence of the role of the Council of Europe, defence of the rights of migrants. We are a nation of migrants. We are a country of migrants, those who leave and those who come. And so we are made of this in Europe. Europe's made of this. There are no pure Europeans. Europe is only great because it's a crossroads of cultures and civilizations. And they're countless. You can't count how many there are. If it weren't the case, we would never be as great as we have become. So remembering everybody that they are the raison d'etre of your life, women, the children, migrants, the excluded, the poor. On the behalf of all Portuguese people, I would like to thank all of you. And expressing the thanks, not of a president, but of all of these people, men and women, who believe in human rights, believing in migrants' rights, believing in women's rights. Thank you very much. President of the Republic, before closing the ceremony, it's my pleasure to invite everybody here to the Passos Perdidos room, where there will be a port wine offered in honour of the two laureates of the 2018 North-South Prize. The session is now adjourned. Thank you very much.